Hi, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Why Didn't They Laugh? I'm your host, Owen Benjamin. Today, we'll be looking at two powerful human emotions. One is acceptance, and one is rebellion. Before we get started, I want to do something nice for my Patreon listeners, as well as my non-Patreon listeners. I got all these gift cards. I've had a credit card for a while that I've never cashed in my rewards. So I did that. And I have just stacks of gift cards. And so I wanted to give something to you guys. I am not very good at planning these type of things. So I will need a little feedback. What I was thinking of is $100 free card where you can buy anything you want at Amazon, which is anything in the world. Amazon is not just the forest in South America. It is now a virtual marketplace. And I don't know how to award it. I don't, because originally I wanted to say whoever, of all my Patreon listeners, whoever has the best story to that of someone in need of a buying a present or just, you know, just need something. But I don't know how to judge that. I have no idea. How do I judge that? There could be a bunch of awesome ones. I prefer objective competition, I guess. But I don't know, you know, if it's the first one to do this, then I don't know. I don't understand. All I'm saying is I have $100 gift certificate that I want to give to one of you guys. I also want to reward the Patreon people because it's just really cool that this podcast is now partially listener supported. That's patreon.com/WDTL. You can always contribute. But let me know. Email me. whydon'tthelaugh@gmail.com. Let me know how you think I should give someone this card. Because I want to. Maybe I'll give two cards. I don't know. Okay, so today's episode. Oh, and another thing I wanted to say before I got started is London is really, really kicking. So in the middle of January, I'll be at Top Secret Comedy Club on like a Monday. A listener helped hook that up. She's really cool. She wanted to see, she's like, you know, London has got to get a little OB. And I'm already going to be there with the Impractical Jokers. So I'm just going to stay for another week and do more shows like at these little clubs. And so I'm going to need a crowd. I've never done London before. So come out. Top Secret Comedy Club on Monday, whatever's in the middle of January, whatever that day is. And then the Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I will be at Museum of Comedy in London. So get tickets so that I don't have a panic attack that I'll be talking to an empty room. But that is a good segue into this episode because I was in Pittsburgh and the room was not empty. In fact, it was great. Thanks for everyone who came out. It was awesome. Just an awesome, awesome weekend. But there was some bizarre things that happened. This was one of the more bizarre ones. This was on Saturday, first show, packed, right? Because I was on a sitcom called Sullivan and Son that was set in Pittsburgh. So I've always had a good, loyal crew of people that came out. And from the beginning, this show wasn't doing well. And I didn't understand it because the crowd looked so happy and so, I don't know, like it didn't make any sense to me. And I know you'll hear laughs, and sometimes I get emails saying, like from the St. Louis episode I did a few days ago, or a few back, where they're like, no, the crowd was totally with it. Like, you were overreacting. Like, you have to understand, it's all relative. So if the crowd is like half with it, it sounds like laughter, but it feels like a dagger in my dick. And it's not that I need the validation. It's not that ego that drives it. It's consent. And if I feel like the crowd isn't into it, it makes me not as, you know, it's like sex. Like, if the chick isn't like moving on your dick a little bit, you're like, should we just chat? Okay, but this is fascinating. Just trust me, something happened in this show that I've never experienced on stage before. So let's check this out.
It was very cold yesterday. It was 9 degrees. And I was watching the weather report, and it's so funny to me when they're like, it's 9 degrees. But how does it feel out there, Gary? And this other guy's like, it feels like it's 4 degrees. That's one of the weather stats. It feels a different temperature. They're like, how do you know how it feels? It's like, dude, Gary's really in touch with temperature feelings. And some other guy's like, you know what? Feels like 11 degrees to me, boys. You know, I know that because my father left us when I was a child, and it was 11 degrees that day. And today feels just like that day. Someone else is like, I think it's 90 degrees because I just started doing meth for the first time today. And I'm really, really warm. And then the wind kicks in, and they're like, now it feels like it's negative fucking 1,000 degrees. It's the wind chill. Isn't that just what wind feels like? Do you guys watch the weather?
Okay, so one second, let me put. All right, so it seems like I'm getting laughs. That's why I get your critique sometimes, where you say, "Don't be a dick." They're laughing. That was the third time I had done that joke. I did it twice Friday, and then that was the time Saturday because it was really cold, and it was applicable to what was happening in the weather. And both other times it did great. And then this time it just felt like absence. Like there was an absence in the air. And so I'm trying to like riff with them. And there was two ways I could have taken that. At this point, I could have even either started making fun of the crowd, being a dick. That's probably what I would have done in the past. And sometimes that there is a place for that, you know, but there's an instinct in me that said, don't do that. The crowd isn't being a dick, even though it seems like they're being dicks, because it was all the front. The reason you can hear laughter is because I set my phone up to record this in the back. And I know there's a buzzing, and I apologize for that. But so you can hear the laughter. I can't hear the laughter because I'm up front, and the front five rows are not laughing. But all the laughs are coming from the back. So of course, there's a feeling in me to rebel and say, I will fight to make them fear me or make them respect me or make them something to get them. But instead, I just accepted it. And I was a little worn down, and I was happy to be in Pittsburgh and happy to be with my wife and three dogs and son. They all came with me. And I just went with it, and I almost felt good. Like, I almost felt like the silence made me feel great. And I just went with that instinct. Like, what if I'm not a comic right now? What if I'm just a person? So check out this next part.
God, I love the sound of silence. It's so calming. Like, you guys are making me feel very calm. But I actually really like it, because I'm so used to laughs and applause.
And, by the way, not being a dick right there. Like, I was being honest. I'm like, listen, I'm really used to laughter. So if you're not going to laugh, maybe this is an opportunity for me to, like, explore another emotion.
They're like, when it's really quiet, I'm like, I feel like I'm not in, like, a warm, like, a womb. I want to be in a womb again. It feels like a nice womb. Because you're not bad people at all. I can tell you're really cool, but you just give me nothing. Like, I'm sure after the show we could all hang out, and I'd be like, I really like these people. And then you'll calmly go take a nap. You'll go to rock bottom with a pillow and a blanket. You watch a little Vertice Road and fall asleep after drinking some warm milk. You know what I mean?
By the way, Rock Bottom is the bar across from the Improv where we hang out. And also bear in mind, I'm watching this video as I'm playing this right now. The front is lit, so you can see them not laughing. And that's why the back is almost experiencing this with me. By the way, there is a big payoff to this. I'm not just randomly showing you this bullshit. But watch what's about to happen right now. And Baron, in the beginning, it's still a joke, and then it shifts. Watch this.
Hello, darkness, my old friend. I come to talk with you again. Because in vision something left it seems what I was seeing, and the vision that was planted in my brain still remains within the sound of silence. Yeah. That's not good.
Okay, people started singing along, and it was pretty. And then the front started singing along. So that cued me into the fact that something was going on here that I didn't understand, because I saw the front singing Sound of Silence, and it was pretty. Like, you don't understand. I live for those type of moments. All right, so this is later in the show, and I just keep doing the show. I don't even reference. And again, I get your criticism. Like, why point out all the flaws, just do your show? I do. These are 90-minute shows, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just showing you the parts that are odd. Like, I'm doing my jokes. Like, I just go into the stand-up. The front row isn't laughing. I'm like, okay. You know, I don't even bring it up. But then later in the show, check this out.
He's always like, he's just going up to strangers. Like, if you were an animal, what animal would you be? You know? And most people are...
Okay, right now I'm not using a microphone, bear in mind. Because I'm moving over to the keyboard, and I've already put the microphone there, and I'm just talking to the crowd. All right, that's an important piece of
this. Yeah, I thought about it. I want to be a duck, and everyone's like, "Why the fuck do you want to be a duck, bro?" I'm like, because they can fly. That's way too small. Actually, no, that's kind of cool. I like that. It's awesome. You can't hear me? You hear me better without the mic?
Are you serious?
Is that why you haven't been laughing? Holy shit! The microphone has been making me... Like, you can't... That's hilarious. Yeah, I'll go without Mike. Fuck Mike. Fuck everybody named Mike. Can you, you gotta turn up the keyboard though, because that's, I can't do that without sound.
Okay, so if I'm using the microphone, the front can't hear me. Because the microphone is making a kind of Peanuts. Like, remember the show Peanuts where the teacher was like, wow, wow, wow. No one can hear a word I say when I'm using the microphone up front. That's insane. So when I was not using the microphone, the front was like, stop using a microphone. And I'm like, what the fuck? So we keep going.
Can you hear any of that shit?
Yeah.
Okay, speakers
on something?
I just
used
the mic. Oh, really? Hey, that's Tommy 20 minutes ago. No, but I need to know this shit. No, you told that, not me. Remember when I was up here fucking singing the Song of Silence? And no one's like, hey, we don't hear the punchlines, bro. Hello, darkness, my friend. Can you guys hear this at all? In restless dreams I walked alone, narrow streets of cobblestone, because the microphone made my voice worse. So that guy got so frustrated, he started sucking strangers in the bathroom. And I had so little reaction that I ranted about midgets. But you were cool with it.
Okay, at this point, I'm just obviously off the rails, but it's because I realized that I can't use the microphone, so I'm now trying to, like, use to yell over the microphone and use the microphone, because in the back, people can't hear. If I don't use the microphone in the front, people can't hear if I do use the microphone, so I'm in a real bizarre situation, and all that sucking in the bathroom stuff was a riff I had earlier about a dude. It was applicable. I wasn't being a dick. He was laughing. But, yeah, so there's a little more. Check this out.
You're the guy? Not a lot of questions. How do you clean the cum out of your beard so quickly? Dude, you guys made me the best guy ever. But you just couldn't fucking hear me. So anyway, the weatherman says it's bad. Women like this song. Women are always like, it's my song. It's my special day. What's that? Is it still affecting it?
No!
So what if I do like this? Is that better? But it's like, this is all bad. Thank you. That's how I feel about condoms.
Okay, so that's just, that big explosion came because the crowd recognized that I could have been a dick or rebelled. The acceptance made them root for me because then I started over my weatherman joke. You saw what happened, but like, it's almost like I gained social clout in that room because I didn't react more to the fact that half the crowd couldn't hear me. So I'm up there blind, and I didn't panic. And I'm not saying this to pat myself on the back. I'm showing you this because I'm very proud of myself for doing this, because there's so many times I have not done this, when I've taken the baby route, and I've went for the cheap laugh, and I've went for the disrespect, and I've told the crowd they sucked. And I think I'm just done with that shit. I think that, like, maintaining the high road is kind of important. Let's see what that means.
This song is called Kennedy. No, I'll just start with this song. All right. The winner of the next song is like, imagine something. You know? You can't hear me. Hey, fuck that thing, you have a heart. Do you hear me with the microphone in the back? Do I know what this reminds me of? Is our current political climate. Two groups of people opposed to each other only because of what they need in their specific area. Get rid of guns, I'm from San Francisco. We need guns, we have roads in Montana. I'm gonna do a compromise, I'm gonna do like this.
So transitioned into political stuff, because I as much as I talk politics on this podcast sometimes, I almost never do on stage. And I thought that reminded me of politics, the way that half of the crowd needed me to do one thing and half the crowd needed me to do the other. And it was only because of where they were seated. It was profound to me. So at that point, I switched into a political joke that I don't think I'm going to do it often, but I think it's really funny. I was just, I was reading about the Russian hack thing, and I noticed something interesting. Check this out.
I never talk politics on stage. Fuck that. But there's one, this isn't even political, it's just funny what's happening right now with this whole, Russian hacking. It's just like, okay, everyone's like, the Russians hacked. And everyone's like, oh, god damn it. They're like, the Russians affected our fucking election. And everyone's like, fuck. You know? And I'm watching this and I'm like, but they did still say the shit in the emails. That's never in the news. That's like when your girl finds your phone and she's like, you fucked Andrea? And you're like, you hacked into my phone. And she's like, so you didn't fuck Andrea? And you're like, fucking Andrea is not the issue here. The issue is that you are compromised by the Russians. It's like, oh, so you didn't say this shit in the emails, like you didn't fuck over Bernie Sanders. No, we fucked Bernie right in the ass. But no one would have known if that Putin fucking cock block. It's literally like you fuck another girl. One of your friends tell like, he's like, yo, he fucks in, you're like, he affected the outcome of my marriage. It's like, so you, but you cheated on her. You're like, that is not the goddamn issue here. The issue is the fucking Russians. It's fucking pure paranoia. The Russians. It's like the devil. The Russians are the new devil. The Russians will get you. It's like, what's the proof of that? They're like, CNN reported that someone said it. Oh, CNN, the CNN news channel that recently had a story that said, are Jews real? Like, CNN is fucking the ramblings of a madman.
Yeah, I think a lot of this shit is just such diversion tactics. That I did a Bert Kreischer's podcast, who's the man, just came out today, actually. Check that out. We get pretty deep into a lot of political stuff, but just the diversion of it, just how you can make the issue whatever you want. It's not what was learned in the hacks. It's that there were hacks. And just like the audio situation in this room, the way human emotions are now set up, is that if you criticize the left, it means you support the right, which isn't true. And if you criticize the right, it means you support the left, which also isn't true. That's how there's become this gridlock of no one coming to any solutions. Because when I say that this Russian hack thing is a clear diversion tactic, people assume that I'm this like alt-right white piece of shit. And when I say, I think that putting, you know, Donald Trump putting creationists in the cabinet, and some of these people, Jeff Sessions is attorney general, that it's a disaster. People think I'm this bleeding heart, Lena Dunham liberal. And that's so problematic. Because I think we all kind of agree on a lot more than we want to admit. And I think that this is kind of disturbing. But fortunately, it doesn't really matter. Your life matters, you know? And you can obsess about things that you can't change all you want. You know, my dad has become very apolitical, which is incredible, because my entire childhood was him screaming at the television, McNeil Lair NewsHour, and we'd watch Nightline together, and you know, he's a professor on this stuff, and he cared so much. And this last time I was just home, he didn't even want to talk about politics. He's like, I'm done. He's like, I'm done with it. It's just, there's no answers there. And then we all got drunk, me, my mom, and my dad, and Patrick Murphy, another professor who teaches Shakespeare, and Amy came down for a bit. Walter was, after Walter went to sleep, and we were all just drinking beer and wine, and it was one of the most fun nights I've had in years, was just being back in Oswego with my parents and Amy and just drinking and laughing and seeing my dad laugh at politics again, just laughing. And God, I wish I'm glad I didn't record it, because part of me was like, I'm going to record this for the podcast. I'll put it up on Patreon. And sometimes I think externalizing all our memories is why we're kind of losing them. So I just wanted that one for me. I didn't want anyone else to hear it. And it was golden. You know, Patrick Murphy is this very mild-mannered, quiet, brilliant guy. And he just will tell you about Shakespeare and calmly argue his sides, but just always down to laugh and smile. And then you have me, this over-opinionated, kind of loud at a dinner table, but just always going for the laugh guy that may not know enough about a certain topic, but my confidence will just make me talk on it. And then you have professors who will then tell me the reality of it. But my dad has been so left wing for so long that sometimes he's a little blind to the realities of the situation, but he's one of the most brilliant men alive. And then my mom is this like Wisconsin born and bred fucking legend. I just can't explain to you how good it felt, because we could all mock each other and we could all laugh and we could all just, it was just family. And one thing I always get from people is that they respect my family first mentality, that leaving Los Angeles, not because I don't like LA, but because I love my family and it's better to be away with them. And I just think that family first is very important, because my greatest memories in my life have always been with my family. And I'm cutting a Case Closed Beers Open that's coming out either today or tomorrow as well. It's the case of the Saranac Secret Santa. I get to do that with my brother, you know, and my wife. And it's great because every week we do it. So even if I'm on the road, it gives us an excuse to, my brother and I will like record stuff on the phone, or always texting about it and recording audio clips and stuff. And God bless podcasts. So that's going to be it this week. And thank you for everything. Please subscribe, share it, email me, whydon'tthelaugh@gmail.com. Tell me what you think I should do with this $100 fucking thing that I want to give to you guys. Hugepianist.com for dates, because I'm touring a lot. Right now I'm in Tempe Improv next week, Fort Myers, Florida, and then I go to Europe. So much love to all of you, and be good to each other, and spend time with your families, and laugh, and fucking make fun of each other, and drink. Drinking is very important. Unless you have a problem, then don't do it. I love you.